and I'm allergic to coffee. So since I'm allergic, she's always awake.
Whatever, you always need me to walk up to a woman's cave.
Yeah, that's like my line. I'm like, okay, y'all. I'm gonna.
That's Winona.
Oh, I am Winona. Yes. Thank you. Remember to.
High five.
Yes. That's my necklace keeps sliding.
I don't know.
All right, there we go.
You should have, like, I don't know what you should have done.
I recently purchased it, and then it got stuck in chocolate. So, it just got clean, so I'm, like, wearing it today.
That is a story point. Oh, man.
We were all plump.
Yeah, we did.
And there it goes again.
Well,
where were you going?
I can't do that on camera.
Oops.
Yeah, you did. You just did it. I was looking at you, like, have you been taking a sip out of my glass?
Wait, where?
Oh, no.
Right there.
You're ridiculous.
All right,
anyway,
go.
Books and with 15 other wonderful, beautiful ladies. I forgot how I introduced these ladies. Anyway, and I thought divorce was bad with other life lessons. And I thought being grown up was easy. And I thought I could juggle it all, which you can't, but we thought so anyway. And I thought I did my journey alone. And I thought I had it all figured out. An episode of one.
No. Okay. So we have Miss Linden here. Miss Linden, apologize. Just cover your ears. Because I never do this when Hollywood people show up, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Okay, let's go.
All right. And my necklace keeps sliding. Sorry, what I already know is I'm adorable. Okay, so you guys, this is episode one of my TV show. Hollywood, I need to be more famous. I already have my own reality show, but I need
docu-series.
Docu-series. Oh, good gracious. So just take the pages, make the authors read, make the actors read them. Don't change a word.
Okay, you guys, she's totally joking.
So joking.
And the workbook, self-help book. Yay! All right, so we have a conference coming up, and that will be March 17th. Wow, I'm just calling March 17th. In Sacramento, California, you can find out everything about that on andwethought.com.
What do you find out about?
Trying to do a different web.
Go, go,
like
go, go,
money.
Go.
Okay. And you can find out Just Writing Life also on andwethought.com. You can find our books there. And you can also find our books on amazon.com and barnesandnoble.com.
Can I say one thing, you guys?
No.
So if you go to andwethought.com, take the ladies' game. The ladies have all the way down to Tiffany, by the way. Please support the charities that we proudly support. Also, Just Writing Life is on channel 18.
You said one thing.
With three little things.
No.
And you can find it on Amazon.com. Now
I'm done. I can't with Winona. She always does. It's okay, though. It's okay. I still love her. Deeply in my heart somewhere. I have to find it, but it's cool. We have a wonderful guest today. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi.
It's like a slight breeze, and I feel it now. I have my window open. It's horrible. wear mini hats. So I felt like we had that in common.
I wear fascinators.
Yes. Well, Nona wears fascinators because she's fly like that. But, you know, I wear a hat. But we didn't know we had to interview you. How does it feel, and how do you juggle all of that stuff that you're doing at one time?
You have to create boundaries, you know, and you have to be clear on who's sucking your energy. You know, and I had to do that. I had to be really clear on, you know, what people required more than other people and whether or not it was worth it for the mission I had in my life. You have things that you want to do for the world, you know, or for yourself or for your family, and then there are people in your life that don't have the same values. And so I started to create really strong boundaries and very clear goals and vision of what I wanted to accomplish. So that's why I accomplish a lot.
I understand that. Yeah, like how people get very clear. Because like if you say I want this and it's just a big picture, there's like so many roads that can get you there. It's kind of like saying I want to go to Florida. There's so many roads that can get you there. Yes. Okay. It's like 95, Route 1,
the train and the plane.
Okay. Yeah, right. So you have a lot of options, but if you know how you're going, then you can proceed to plan. I'm shutting up, and I have a question.
Yeah.
I said I'm shutting up and I have a question. That is not
going to happen. Yeah, that's going for you.
My question is like, so you had like a booker that believed in, a talent manager that believed in you. So how did she?
Manager.
Is that a manager?
It was a manager.
Oh, you're talking about the IMU episode.
Yeah.
That's been a really great episode. Pardon?
It was my favorite episode.
Yes, great episode. I had a manager, like, I was kicking around, I came out here, I was kicking around for a while. I mean, I did great movies, it's not like I didn't work, but my career took off when I found this woman who had passion for me. And a lot of people come out here and they want to be with, like, ICM or, you know, William Morris, Endeavor, you know, and they think that just because you're with a big agency, that means that you're going to make it. It's not true. If you're with somebody that's passionate about you, that will get on the phone and make phone calls on your behalf and really believes in you, then both of you are a force. You're strong together. Sometimes if you're with a really big agency, people are impressed by it. It doesn't mean that you're going to have a big career. You'll have a big career when somebody sees the career and you see it together.
I love that. Because, like, we've had to pick managers and, we had to pick which managers, which manager, because we had a few of them at the time asking. And then I think we went with the one that we believed in the most, and it's been fun.
Yeah. She's been awesome. I mean, she's been like, when you were talking about your manager, when I totally identified with that. The manager, she loves us, believes in us, and she talks us through things that is amazing. Amazing when you have someone on your side that truly believes
in you. I don't think that, like, if you're at a big thing, that's not gonna happen.
It might.
Anyway, back to you. So you went from being acting into going into managing yourself, correct?
I was actually still acting when I was managing.
Really?
Yeah. Because I was, at that time, myself and my friend, we weren't being seen. This is after my manager passed away. I was lost, you know. And so I was like, well, I'm going to open my own management company and take on her name for the first name of the company as an homage to her. And my friend and I, we weren't going out as much. I mean, she was amazing. And the people that I had signed with after her were not amazing. And so we went under other names. So I would negotiate my contracts or take appointments for myself and for my people that I had at the time. And then the company took off, and so I wasn't acting as much. So that's when I got out and started acting again as soon as I was still acting while I was in the company. physical level, then you have to figure a way to get out. You know, I started gaining weight. I was started having panic attacks. I was not living the life that I thought I wanted to live. And that happens a lot to people. But they stay places just because they're doing really well. So it was a big risk to leave the company, and it was a really big risk.
You regret any of those years?
No, because because of the training of being a manager and because of the great manager I had, I now have the ability to create careers for other people.
And of course, as a narcissist, you know, I need another manager. I already have one. I have three.
Oh, well, no.
Yeah, what I do is I help people put together their packages.
I was joking about picking us up, by the way.
Oh, no, I don't manage anybody, so that's why I didn't even deal with that.
So now you do booking. You tell people how to get booked. Okay. So.
I help people break down the scripts and book a job. I created a 15 guideline map to booking technique. I get flown everywhere. I'm going to Chicago in 2 weeks to teach. I've taught in Canada. I've taught all over the world this technique.
Has this changed?
I'm slightly jealous, but not so much.
So
like,
much.
Like I'm jealous because Chicago has great food, and I love Chicago for the food. But I'm not jealous because it's the middle of winter.
It's crazy.
So it's cold where you're going. So I'm jealous.
I know. Well, then you must see how much I love teaching actors if I'm going to Chicago in the winter. No, I love actors because I understand them, and so it's really great to help them. And you know, there's nothing better than somebody writing me an email and telling me that they just read my book and booked a job. Either.
Where's the book?
We want to see it.
Plug the book.
Oh, it's called The Linden Technique. It's on Amazon.
There we go.
Yes. We believe in plugging on this show, you guys. We like to make
I got to get better at that. I got to get better at that. It's called The Linden Technique. And you know what I'm going to give for you guys, all your people watching? I have a business site for actors called theactorstoolbox.net, and on there, I am coaching over 75 people. You can see the technique. I have podcasts on there. I'm interviewing agents and managers and casting directors, and you can listen to all of my motivational minutes. There's assignments. Like, even if you just did the assignments, you can build a better package, because there's a lot of people that have great talent, but their package is really bad, and so they're really frustrated. So you have to balance the two.
I know we only have a few more minutes left, but I wanted to ask you two questions. One,
sure.
Is let's just kind of go into how acting is a business, because I think a lot of people think that when you create something, you just put it in the world, you just be awesome, and people will come. Let's talk about how it is a business, a little bit of.
Well, see, that's the thing, you know, you grow up wanting to be an actor, you know, and a lot of people wanted to be an actor as children, you know, and they were just like all in plays in high school, and then they spent all this money to go to college, and then they come out in the world thinking that everybody's waiting for them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then they come to realize that they're not waiting for them, that there's got to be something wrong. And we've lost a lot of really great talents that they've been into other careers because they just never realize that it's a business. And so a lot of people don't have the correct package. They don't have a demo reel, which matches their resume, which matches their photos. And many of these people aren't even watching television. Because the reps, all they care about is getting somebody as a series regular, you know? I'm proud that I have over 46 network series regulars because of my technique and because of my training to make people understand the business aspect of it, you know? But if people, like, you can be a great actor, but let's say you're auditioning for General Hospital and you come in with a Modern Family read, you know? You're not going to get that job, and that's part of the business. People don't understand the business aspect.
Yes, because we were just talking about that offline before we came on to record. We were talking about how creative is a business. It is, and thank you for explaining that to the people out there, even in a short way. You guys go check her out on her website, but also, where can the people find you? On the web.
Oh, okay. Well, you can I'm telling you, I'm not going to be coming after you. I'll just be entertaining you and giving you information. So go to the Linden Experience on YouTube. If you want to get my book, go to the store at thelindentechnique.com. Just go to store. And all of you people, you can get a free month on the Linden, the actorstoolbox.net. You get a free week for trying it, and then write us and tell me that you saw me on this show. I'll give you 3 weeks more.
Okay. So you guys get your work in there. And so let's
say the same thing.
Get your advice. Tell her that you saw on this show.
Now you gotta join first.
Oh, so join.
And that's free too. You get a free week. And then I can give you 3 more free weeks.
Absolutely, you guys. So take advantage of all this free stuff. She's amazing. Check her out on YouTube. She's
wonderful.
I enjoyed it. I was laughing. And then I was crying when she talked about her person passed away. I mean, I was having a good time.
You know,
like, why is it done? Why is it done? I want to watch it more. So I had to, like, just rewind it and watch it again. Anyway, that's enough about me. So you guys, just check out everything that your ladies are doing. And please come to our conference, even if it's just virtually, which means streaming. And that is on March 18th. It's
17th.
Why am I... What am I doing today?
The 17th.
The 17th, obviously. Like, let me just... Oh, my goodness. Anyway, so on the 17th, you guys, check it out. We'll have a good time. And everything that your ladies are doing on andwethought.com or thewomanscave.com. And that's it. Wow, well, no one's not interrupting me. It's amazing. So just remember that wisdom is all around you, you guys. If...
Listen to finding it and accepting it. We're talking off camera. So this is from Winona. And yes, I have my nails done.
And Jane.